KSRN News, I'm John Scott. The NCAA has changed its participation policy for transgender athletes, limiting competition in women's sports to athletes assigned female at birth only. The change comes on a day after President Trump signed an executive order intended to ban transgender athletes from participating in girls and women's sports. Congress has placed a hold on a $1 billion arms sale package for Israel that was readied alongside President Trump welcoming Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to Washington. We have details from Bernie Bennett.
Four top lawmakers on the House Foreign Affairs Committee and the Senate Foreign Relations Committee have the power to individually block arms sale orders when over a certain dollar amount. Netanyahu is the first foreign leader to visit Trump since he returned to the White House, generally a recognition of the importance of the relationship. A hold on arms sales to Israel signals a major flouting of convention, where U.S. military support for Israel is viewed as an investment in American national security. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, more Americans filed unemployment claims last week. Applications for benefits rose by 11,000 to 219,000. That's according to the Labor Department. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage in the U.S. eased for the third week in a row.
The average rate fell to 6.89%, down a fraction from last week, according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. The rate is still more than 0.2% higher than a year ago. Even so, it is a welcome trend for prospective home buyers ahead of the spring listing season. Borrowing costs on a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, popular with homeowners seeking to refinance, also fell to 6.05%. George Williams reporting.
The stocks are mixed, the Dow dropping 195 points, but the NASDAQ composite up 35. This is SRN News. Religious freedom activists have a message for Washington.
They are calling on President Trump and the new Congress to include protection of conscience among their foreign policy goals. The International Religious Freedom Summit concluded in the nation's capital this week with the hope that the new administration will use its influence to try and curb the persecution of Christians and other religious minorities around the world, a crisis that is worse now than at any time in recent memory. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man arrested for firing a shotgun outside an upstate New York synagogue shortly after the Hamas attack on Israel back in 2023 has pleaded guilty to federal charges. Mufid Fawaz was arrested after shots were fired outside Temple Israel of Albany. The Iraqi-born man was shouting Free Palestine when officers arrested him. He later told investigators that he felt affected by events in the Middle East. This is SRN News. Bond set at $20 million for a man charged with murder in a shooting that killed two and wounded four at a New Albany, Ohio warehouse. One worker said in a 911 call he had been shot in the neck and then took the gun from a co-worker. 28-year-old Bruce Reginald Foster III was arraigned on a murder charge with bond set at $20 million. There's a large amount of eggs that are missing.
The heist of 100,000 eggs from the back of a trailer in Pennsylvania has become a whodunit the police have yet to crack. Police say the eggs were snatched from the back of a Pete and Jerry's organics distribution trailer Saturday night. Officials are following up with any possible witnesses and are looking into surveillance footage that could help them identify the perpetrator. The eggs are worth about $40,000, making the crime a felony. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.